All right, on this Thursday morning, you know, it's not very often that I see something on my Facebook feed that's for sale and I say, I got to buy that. But last night I saw this coffee mug advertised and I said, I got to get that for my daughter who's graduating high school. It's a picture of a graduation cap and it says 2020, the year I, quote, kind of graduated. And I think that's how a lot of kids are feeling right now. They feel like they're kind of graduating from high school, but it doesn't feel normal at all. Joining us right now to talk about how we can help our kids navigate this really difficult time, the Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. Kristen Gregory. Dr. Gregory, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thanks. We're a couple months into this now, and I know parents and kids, too, are starting to get a little bit burned out, I think, with all this stay-at-home learning. How can parents help their kids, especially now when we're approaching what would be the end of the school year and, you know, graduation in some cases?
Right. I think what you said leading into this is one of the most important points. You know, you saw the mug there. Said congratulations, you kind of graduated.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, we have to, as parents, acknowledge that things have changed drastically and that there is a lot of loss. There's a loss with end of the year graduation events and graduation parties and sports that they might have done, might have been their last year in sports. And so it's important to acknowledge that there is some sense of grief and loss that children and teens are experiencing, and to honor their achievements, maybe in a different way, like you did with the mug, but also, you know, keep it in perspective for them that there's going to be other events to look forward to, and there's going to be other things that they get to do more in a normal way like they were used to. This isn't going to be forever, but it definitely was a drastic drop on a lot of kids and adults. How's your daughter been doing with it?
Yeah, she's been doing well. She actually has been doing online school for a few years now, so she's used to this. She's an old pro. But I know a lot of kids are having trouble with this, as are parents, because let's face it, graduation is as much for parents as it is for the kids.
Oh, exactly. You know, and I hear that from my friends and from my colleagues as well. They're hoping for a lift of the stay-at-home order so they can go ahead with some type of graduation plan, but still have a backup where they might be having a Zoom party, or they might have organized a parade to drive through somebody's neighborhood and honk for somebody's birthday.
Yeah,
definitely different times.
No doubt. And so we're all a little bummed out about it. But what are some signs that you should be watching in your teen to see if they're, you know, not just a little bummed about it, but maybe struggling with something even worse?
Right. I mean, kids, for the most part, are very, very resilient. But the things to look out for as a parent, it would be behavioral changes. Your child might not be acting their normal self, and it can be above and beyond a little grumpy, a little irritable. You might see tiredness, loss of energy, sleep issues, either sleeping too much or sleeping too little, restlessness, all the way up to more serious behavior changes like outbursts or substance use. And you can see emotional changes with your kids too, sadness, hopelessness, loss of interest, not feeling like interacting even virtually with their friends. They might have trouble in school. Definitely for a lot of kids, paying attention on online learning is a big change. And the big warning signs you would want to look for, if that progresses more to, you know, thoughts of death, is hopelessness.
If a parent recognizes that in their teen, what should they be doing to offer help?
Well, I mean, the first thing that parents can do, if it's just small struggles, would be to be there to listen, to be there to be a support. If struggles progress more and parents are very, very worried, then they can talk to their family doctor about the warning signs they've observed. They can talk to a mental health professional trained to work with children and adolescents. They can reach out to community resources within Michigan with Blue Cross's free crisis hotline, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline as well.
You mentioned the Blue Cross hotline. What are some other things that Blue Cross is doing right now for people in this very difficult time?
Yeah, so we are, because most visits are going to be virtual visits, behavioral health as well as general medicine. For doing the virtual visits, their co-pays, no-cost medical behavioral telehealth services for members with existing benefits through at least June 30th. And so this will help people see their physicians without having to go in to see them, so they can stay home and stay safe and still get the care for their health that they need. Those have been expanded as well to the mental health side for psychiatric assessments, psychiatric treatment, counseling services. So counseling services are all now offered virtually and online.
That's fantastic. It's a difficult time for everybody, especially kids,
really,
though, and especially those that are missing out on some of those special milestones. Feel bad for all those teens that are missing out.
Me too. My heart goes out to them. I can't imagine. You're excited to graduate, and then in March, your world pretty much changes.
Yeah, but you're right. It is temporary. We'll get through this. They'll be all right. We'll be all right. But we'll all get through it together.
Yes,
Dr. Gregory,
we
appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.